Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Jamie Rondo, no relation to the basketball player or the Rondo El Turco. But you are the marketing team leader at Whole Foods in Hadley, and you and Enterprise putting on this local farm dinner happening on July 27th, and we'll do a little preview of the menu.
We've got a couple things here if you'd like to try them.
All right, so I've got like a little dish of corn. What is this, corn?
And that is a corn salad. We're getting corn from Warner Farm.
Warner, where you can go to Mike's Maze.
Yes, so we're really thankful for that. And the greens are coming from Enterprise Farm. They're giving us so many amazing organic vegetables to use throughout the dinner, so really a true highlight. Another thing we have for you is this blueberry peach upside down cake.
Oh my. I better share that one with the staff. Both of these salads are delicious.
Oh, I'm glad you like them.
I'm gonna save the cake for dessert. But I'm gonna continue to talk with my mouth though. Whole Foods, as a chain, I've always been a front runner for dealing with a lot of the local farms, starting to see that more in some of the other chains, but you guys have been doing it, and specifically with Enterprise, even before you were Whole Foods, when you were still Bread and Circus.
Exactly.
For a long time.
Yeah, we have a 25-year history with Enterprise Farm, and that was another one of the things that we wanted to celebrate. It's our 30th year here. It's CISA's 20th anniversary. So a lot of milestones happening, and we thought it would be a really great way to celebrate these local partnerships by throwing this farm to table dinner.
And the great thing about it is every penny from tickets are going to food access programs at CISA Enterprise Farm. Some people may not know that Enterprise Farm is running a mobile market where literally they put these incredible vegetables on a truck and they go down to Springfield and they go Wednesday through Friday making a number of stops at senior centers and daycare centers and downtown. And it's just bringing the farm to the city in the most beautiful way.
And Enterprise has always been enterprising in the way that they've approached local food, too, and even continue to do so with a, you know, they've got this sort of local food chain that goes right all up and down the East Coast. So in the wintertime, you're getting some oranges that have traveled in a more sustainable way up from farms, you know, up the chain, up the East Coast. We get one of those winter shares, and I can't tell you how refreshing it is in what feels sometimes like the doldrums of our agricultural year in New England.
You could say they go where no farm has gone before.
You could say that.
Is that their slogan?
No.
It should be.
And then for CISA, the proceeds that come to us, we'll be using it for our senior farm share program. We hope to be bringing our low-income elders who get a slice of the summer harvest to do a visit to some of the farms that actually grow the food. And it's pretty incredible when we have the resources to do this because a lot of these seniors might have grown up on a farm or worked on a farm. And, you know, at this point in their lives, they can't get to a farm. So it's great that we're able to provide them with a summer harvest, but it's even better if we can sort of bring them right to the farm and let them do some picking.
So this dinner on the 27th will help to fund that.
One of our chefs, Mary, she's, you know, on Hell's Kitchen right now. It's like a big, amazing thing.
I know for me, the first time that I got a hold of a meat mallet, I totally felt like a female Thor. I could call down the thunder gods and chop any animals.
Well, we should stop right there because this is the chef who's cooking all of this stuff for this farm dinner, and she's now a celebrity chef. You should have, while you were waiting in the lobby out there, all of the people in the front office were all over the moon about wanting to go
asking
to Whole
Foods. Asking for autographs, photographs.
And now I admit, I don't watch television all that much. I don't know much about Hell's Kitchen, but what's happening with her in the show right now?
Well, she's in the final two. We're having a viewing party.
At Whole Foods? Like you can go to Whole Foods and watch it?
Well, we don't have televisions at Whole Foods Market, you know, but we encourage you to watch at home and root her on and come visit her at the store. She's our butcher there every day, and she will cut you a beautiful piece of meat.
The thing that would give any woman butcher confidence is just handing her a cleaver.
Make you a delicious meal and
regale you with stories of the
highlights. Exactly. Yeah, she'll tell you all the
insights. But we don't know whether she won yet. And
we don't
she
know.
Knows because they do this stuff in advance.
She knows,
is she happy?
But she
is she
can't
walking
tell
around
us.
Happy or is she walking around really sad?
Well, she's walking around really happy and we're feeling really positive about that, but she's pretty happy.
She
in
didn't
general.
Just say, take this job and shove it. So we don't know whether
exactly.
or not,
not
she
yet,
won.
Anyway.
Well, that's one good reason to come to the local farm dinner, but the other good reasons are it is supporting Enterprise Farm and also supporting CISA. If you want tickets for this dinner on the 27th, you can go to buylocalfood.org.